From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a fusion quartet from Argentina called WLFV. No, those are not the call letters of an American radio station. Rather, those letters represent the last names of the band members. Santiago Wally, keyboards, Esteban Landoni, guitar, Kinke Ferrari, bass, and Juan Vilches on drums. This is a track from their album Kaleidoscopio, released at the tail end of 2018. Though this is a 2018 release, the music on this recording would have been right at home in, say, 1978. They have that classic retro jazz rock fusion sound. This is the opening track of that release, Acertijo. Thank you. We began that set with the Argentine fusion quartet WLFV. From Kaleidoscopio, their 2018 release, we heard Acertijo. We then went back to 2007 for music from Zed, as in the 26th letter of the English alphabet, that is in most of the English-speaking world, but not here in the U.S. And it's interesting that they're called Zed because this is an American group hailing from Colorado. With Scott Cleland on guitar, Alan Mallory, sax and keyboards, Jeff Smith, bass, and Ian Keldon on drums. From 2007, their album You Are Here, we heard Flying Potato. And lastly, American bassist John Richard. John was a child prodigy. He began playing bass at age 5 and was already making a name for himself on the modern jazz scene as a teenager, inspired by his father, also a bassist, along with the likes of Marcus Miller, Stanley Clarke, Jaco Pastorius, and John Patitucci. From 2009 and his self-titled release, John Richard, with Greg Howe on guitar, Josh Bolas, keyboards, and Dave Weckel on drums. We listened to Tesla. Continuing on in a fusion vein, we'll turn to some classic fusion from the 90s in this set. And we'll begin with a German trio calling themselves the Jazz Pistols, with Stefan Schaefer on guitar, Christoph Kaiser, bass, and Thomas Ludwig on drums. From 1999 and their album Three on the Moon, this is the opening track, Moby Dick. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
wrapping up that set with the Steve Morse Band, fronted by guitarist Steve Morse, with Dave LaRue on bass and Van Romain on drums, from 1995 and their album Structural Damage, released that year on High Street Records, an offshoot of Windham Hill. We heard Good to Go. Before that, from 1993, music from Bon, fronted by guitarist Bon Lozaga, with Hansford Rowe on bass. Hansford was part of Pierre Morland's Gong back in the 70s, and Vic Stevens on drums. From the album Full Circle, Coming Home, we heard Into the Sun. And we began that set with music from The Jazz Pistols, a trio from Germany, Moby Dick, from their 1999 release, Three on the Moon. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Jazz Progressions, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and also streaming audio of full episodes. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for program number 1902. Well, we may as well round out the hour with more classic fusion, and we'll go back further in time from the 90s to the 70s. And we'll begin this set with English flautist Jeremy Steig, and a track from his 1973 release, simply titled Fusion, reissued on CD on the Groove Merchant label, with Jan Hammer on electric piano, two bass players, Eddie Gomez and Gene Perla, and Don Elias on drums and percussion. We'll listen to Come With Me. Thank you. We began our final set of the hour with Jeremy Steig on flute, Come With Me, from the album Fusion, released in 1973. And lastly, from 1974, another Reed man and one of his forays into jazz rock territory in the 70s, Joe Farrell. The album Upon This Rock, an appropriate title for a fusion release, I'd say, released that year on the CTI label. There are four extended tracks on this release. On three of them, Joe Farrell is joined by Joe Beck on guitar, Herb Buschler on bass, and Jim Madison on drums. We heard one of those tracks from a 1974 session, Weather Vane. There's also a track recorded earlier in 1973, I Won't Be Back, featuring Joe Farrell on flute, Joe Beck on guitar, Herbie Hancock piano, and Steve Gadd on drums. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration into the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.